I remember a time when I was in the Philippines on a missions trip, and all of a sudden, I had gotten very sick with a high fever. And one of the pastors there got his doctor to come look at me at his house, and he said there was nothing he could do. Well, at that time, I knew I had to do this. I had to cry out to the Lord. And my friend, you know what God did? He came into that room, and God touched me, and God delivered me.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It's a delight to be with you today. And if you have your Bible, I'd like to turn to Psalm 28, a psalm written by David, inspired by the Holy Spirit. And I would like to look at verse 3. David said, "Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts." And so we find that David is between a rock and a hard place. He is in distress. There are trials and difficulties right now in his life. And apparently there were people that seemed to be for David, but really they were against David. Maybe you are a child of God. You are born again. You love Jesus, and all you're trying to do is serve the Lord. But all of a sudden, people rise up against you. They lie about you. They slander your name. They tarnish your reputation. They make up things just like they did with Jesus. And we find that others in the Bible that desire to serve the Lord also suffered ridicule and mockery and persecution in their life. It doesn't mean necessarily that you've done something wrong because you desire to live godly and are suffering persecution, but it could mean that you're doing something right. For instance, look at Paul and Silas. I mean, they were persecuted for doing something right. They cast a demon out of a girl and set her free from Satan's grip. But then Paul said here, "Persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all, the Lord delivered me." God was faithful to deliver Paul, whatever situation he was in. The Lord was with him, strengthening him. Paul was making a disturbance. His life had impact. The devil got stirred up. My friend, if a church that doesn't make a disturbance is dead. I hate to say it, but much of the church today is either dead or sleeping. It no longer is making a disturbance. It's no longer making the devil mad. She's alive in name only. She has the form of godliness, but has no power. She doesn't believe anymore. I'm not saying that there aren't Christians that believe, but I'm saying as a whole, I see the church going another direction. Sometimes in the heat of battle, you might become discouraged when all hell seems to come against you, when ridicule and slander meet you at every direction. You might think about quitting. You might say, "What's the use of going on?" You might think about throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a pastor, a preacher, an evangelist. I mean, you're trying to serve God and you're trying to stick to the truth without compromise. But you know what? Those are the ones that the devil attacks. Those are the ones that he comes against that are making a disturbance, that are preaching the truth. You know, Paul said this, "We are hard pressed on every side." You ever felt like that? "Yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed." Then he said this, "Therefore, we do not lose heart, for we walk by faith and not by sight." And we have to remember that. That we walk not by sight, not by circumstances, not by our feelings, but by faith in God. A lot of times we try to rationalize things. We try to look at the pros and cons of things. But you know what? You got to set that all aside and you got to ask the Lord, what does God want? What is His will? Praise the Lord. God will be with you. God will help you. You know, David was in the heat of battle. His enemies rose up against him. But what did David do? And what should we do? Well, number one, David did this. David prayed. Hallelujah. That's what we need to do. We need to call out to God, cry out to the Lord, and the Lord will hear our cry and God will meet us there.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.